Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
It's a beautiful morning.
Felix Cavalieri, Eddie Brigati, and the Rascals. Joe on the radio, 6:06 in the morning. Good morning to you. How you doing this morning? Got a lot to get into, of course, today. We got a great show for you. Congressman Steve Scalise is going to join us. He is the House Majority Leader, and we are very, very honored to have Congressman with us. A lot to get into with Steve Scalise today. Andy McCarthy will break down the beginning of the Donald Trump trial. Holy moly. Angela Vivolo is the president of the Columbus Heritage Coalition and the National Columbus Education Foundation, and a board member of the Columbus Citizens Foundation. So there's an event celebrating the 500th anniversary of Giovanni di Verrazzano's arrival to New York, and that is tomorrow in Battery Park City. And that is a big, big celebration, because a lot of the Italian Americans came over, and they were explorers. The country is named after an Italian, Amerigo Vespucci. And we don't want to forget that, because if anybody gets a chance to forget about all the accomplishments of the Italian American community, they will forget immediately. We have absolutely no respect. That's why we are proud to bring Angela to the airwaves this morning. That's why I'm proud. On Thursday, I'll be at Cipriani, and we will be celebrating the National Italian American Foundation and a huge New York City gala. And I will be your humble master of ceremonies. Proud to be there. You know, and there's so many other things we got to be doing, but you got to stick up for your community. Yeah, man, I don't care if you're Puerto Rican or if you're black or if you're Jewish or you're Chinese, whatever you are. I think if you strengthen your community, it strengthens the United States of America, never forgetting that we are first and foremost American. KT McFarland is with us. And you know, KT has for years been on the show, and I keep saying this, she keeps coming up with solutions on how to avoid the horror that is unfolding around the world, the absolute horror. From every continent, the world is just imploding because, in my opinion, the mismanagement of this country. Because you do lead the way. We were at one point the leader a few short years ago. And KT gave us an absolute outline and an infrastructure on how to stop war. We have a war administration of warmongers. That's all they want. I really think they want, because I have no explanation for the way they're mismanaging things. They want ongoing wars. They for some reason, that seems to be what's coming out of this administration. You call me, tell me I'm nuts, right? Right? Nicole Parker, special agent with the FBI, is going to join us. Nicole's going to join us. And we're going to see about the FBI criminal investigation into the Francis Scott Key bridge collapse. So now an FBI, because that looks so, things like that just don't happen. In my opinion, we'll see what Nicole has to say about it. Colonel Kurt Schlichter is about, you don't want to miss, Colonel's got a great sense of humor. Senior columnist for Town Hall, and a retired Army infantry colonel. You know, so the beginning of the Trump trial again. You shake your head, you're watching this thing, and you just can't believe it. And Kurt's going to have some fun with that. Commissioner Ray Kelly is the longest-serving commissioner of the NYPD. in history, former commissioner of the U.S. Customs Service. And we're going to talk about the NYPD arresting these anti-Israeli protesters storming the Brooklyn Bridge. That was yesterday. And you got a big shout out to the NYPD because they stopped it and they kept the bridge open for a while. In Los Angeles, they closed down, in San Francisco rather, they closed down the Golden Gate Bridge for 5 hours. Is that right? For 5 hours? Who's good? You think New York is going to stay in the car 5 hours? What is wrong? How could we be so, how could you have a part of the country so out of it that you don't take them down, take them out, do what you got to do, open up the roads? No? In San Francisco, and these are the people that are supporting Hamas. These are pro-Hamas celebrations. Can you imagine being in your car? I don't think that would happen. Not in Jersey. You wouldn't let that wouldn't happen in Jersey. I'll tell you, you know, the only time I remember when we did, we're shooting Wise Guys. I told you this before, I think. And Danny DeVito and I were in the Garden State Parkway, where we were down Middlesex County around that area, I guess. And we had to drive that 59 Cadillac, you know, Frank the Fixer's Cadillac, you know, that we had to actually wreck it and hit the guardrails. But we, the New Jersey State Troopers had they had blocked the road, and now you don't block a road in New Jersey because people are going to start complaining. You can never, no roads. So then me and Danny, we had to walk from like, wherever our, you know, transport was to the car to shoot the thing. And people, so me and Danny, and it was great. Hey, Joe. Hey, Danny, how you doing? And they were cool with it because they know Piscopo and DeVito were shooting a movie. That was so cool. I'll never forget that. But. If you're protesting and you're protesting in support of mass murder, you know, and supporting Hamas, you're not going to have the patience of folks in the cars, not in Jersey and not in New York, that's for sure. Maybe California, can't figure that one out. Robert Greenway is one of the architects of the Abraham Accords. Robert Greenway is one of the gentlemen, director of the Center for National Defense at the Heritage Foundation, principal architect of the Abraham Accords. They had peace. I think a part of that Abraham Accords still kind of when you saw Jordan and you see Egypt, you know, help take those drones down from Iran into Israel. That is because of what the Trump administration did in when they were in office, and that was the Abraham Accords, which brought peace to the Middle East, brought it, bring all the Arab countries together. That's the way it was. And you know what? I don't know how when you get a guy that goes in office. And he undoes everything because he's told to do it. And he made such a big thing about it. But people forget this. I don't forget this. Press won't report about this. They don't report about, all the impeachments that were wrong. They don't talk. They talk about lying for the Russian hoax on all of the mainstream media. Lying, quoting Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, all the ilk of humanity, you know? And they were lying and they never apologized. They never apologized. Yet, the MSNBC goes, we're not going to cover Donald Trump because he's going to say some things that we don't believe in. But can someone at MSNBC say, I know, we're a little biased because when we did the impeachments and with the Zelensky phone call and the Steele dossier, we really weren't truthful about that. We lied to you about that and we apologized. They never say that. They just don't go after. So this is so bizarre what's happening now in our country. And it's great that you and I are on our game, but sometimes I think it's just you and me, you know? I tell you, I'm watching the news. I just can't believe what I see. Tom Del Beccaro is with us, and we're going to talk about the protesters on the Golden Gate Bridge. And so the news is that we have the names of the police officers killed in New York. I want to know where Governor Hochul is. I want to know where Tish James is. I want to know the Attorney General of New York. Is she not the chief law enforcement officer of New York? Now you have two law enforcement officers killed in upstate New York. I don't even know what to tell you. I just don't know it goes through the mind of these people in New York. New York has become such an embarrassment around the rest of the country. It's New York, you know? It's like New York City. Two upstate New York officers slain in a shootout, reading here at Syracuse area home late Sunday, were identified by law enforcement. This was at a news conference yesterday. Syracuse police officer Michael Jensen, Onondaga Sheriff's Officer, Office Lieutenant Michael Husak, they were killed during a shootout with the shooting suspects. We lost two heroes last night, two men who raised their hands to protect and serve our communities. That was from Syracuse Police Chief Joseph Cecile. So these are just, these are young. I mean, I want to see the ages on these guys, and because I think one of the guys, one of the cops was 29 years old. I don't see it here, and we'll get that for you in a moment. But just inexcusable, and rest in peace, Michael Jensen, Michael Husak. And I hope that Governor Hochul goes up and sees the families now before it's politically expedient. Maybe she has already. Correct me if I'm wrong. And let me, I just would hope that the Attorney General's office in New York would stop this and stop calling about defunding the police and stop playing these political games and embarrassing New York with amateur lawsuits, amateur lawsuits. Amateur. You're not, you, and you, by the way, a lot of people go into public office because they think they're going to, number one, they're going to move up to the governor. Well, that fails in many, many cases. They don't make it. They want to be governor, and that fails in many cases. And then they want to go into private sector. If you're in New York State and you're a judge and you're a lawyer or you're in the attorney general's office or the attorney general, you're the governor, then you want to go into private sector, no one is going to hire you. You know why? Because everything that you put forth would not sustain in any court of law outside of the corruption of Manhattan. And that's exactly what it is. I'm watching this Trump trial. We got Israel being attacked by Iran. The world is imploding. The people are holding up traffic in defense of Hamas. That's what they're doing. And for some reason, no one is like, I don't know how that's happening, except that these are paid protesters. Don't forget that. These are paid protesters. Remember when I said, if and when Donald Trump gets in to be president again, it's exactly what's going to happen. All of this. There's going to be Antifa out there. George Soros will get his checkbook out. They're going to bring in the buses. Remember they did that for the George Floyd riots? Yes, they did. They bought in buses. Who are all those buses? Those are paid protesters. And I'm telling you, I think, and I may be wrong, but I think that we, the people, will not mind that the National Guard gets in and just stops this nonsense. But you gotta do it quick. Because the second you let people get out and start blocking traffic, it's just gonna get worse. Trump gets in, you're gonna see it every single day. And Donald Trump's gotta stand fast, unlike the George Floyd riots, which were so politically volatile. You got to go out, and I think you got to put the National Guard out to stop this nonsense, you know? So the Trump, I'm reading here, Trump hush money payment trial gets underway as jury selection begins. There's no case here. This is wrong. Every single news outlet, trial of the century, the first time a president's in court in this regard, there's no case here. It's a manufactured case. And you know what? If I wasn't on the radio every morning and I didn't have to look at the facts, then I would start to think, wow, Donald Trump's in court. That's what they're trying to do. We're a banana republic. We're a third. This is Stalin-esque. This is what Joseph Goebbels did in the Third Reich. This is it. This is Goebbels. This is Hitler, what's happening. Yes, it is. This is propaganda at its absolute worst. And they're getting away with it because the press goes hook, line, and sinker with it. Inexcusable. It just, and now the judge could force Donald Trump to skip his son Barron's graduation. You hear that one? Who are these creatures? And why is the left, the way left, so mean? With that, I mean, incredibly mean. I don't understand it. And look where we are. If you said, if we were at peace and we had everything and Israel didn't have a slaughter and a Holocaust and if everything was okay and the economy was good and you could walk down the streets in New York safely in Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and it was all safe. If there wasn't black on black crime, if kids weren't killed in the inner cities like the poor 7-8-year-old, whatever she was in Chicago, killed over the weekend. Did we hear about that? Not word one. I'm the only one on the radio talking about that. That is black on black crime. And they don't touch it. And they don't touch it. And if all those things weren't happening and we had a nice country and everything was going great and they weren't throwing this country down the tubes, then we could listen to what they're saying out of the White House. And we could listen to the press, but they got nothing. They got nothing. They're trying to mask it. And you know what's really scary? They want to continue it. With this horror that is unfolding upon the United States of America and the invasion that they're trying to sustain it. And you and I are supposed to just go, oh, okay, this is great. We'll vote for this guy again. And you know what's scary? people will vote for that guy again. All right, we're going to come back, and I'll catch up with the guys. It's 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Debbie is on jury duty. I didn't want to say anything, and I don't know this. What if she's at the Trump trial? That would be cool. That would be kind of cool.
Well, she doesn't live in Manhattan, so no. Huh?
Oh, right. Yeah, I know, because it'd be so funny. A good sketch on SNL, they won't do it, but is a guy with a MAGA hat on going, no, I'm not biased. I'm not biased. Right. You can pick me. Pick me. I'm not. It's okay.
My pillow slippers. You know, yeah, no, I'm good.
I'm a red dot. I'm totally objective. Totally objective. You know, picture up mugshot T-shirt on, you know. Yeah, I'm good. Oh, my Lord, you can't make it up. 20 after 6 o'clock, Susie is in for Debbie. Debbie's being a great citizen and doing jury duty, yeah. And I think she'll be back tomorrow. Susie's in for traffic right now, 20 after 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Clear skies and it's 55. What's going on? We have the answer. The accident on the northbound BQE is gone, but now there's an accident on the Belt Parkway west and at Leopards Boulevard blocking lane. Alternate side is in effect. Inbound George, 10 for either deck. The Lincoln is 20. The Holland is 10 from the Turnpike, 20 from 1 to 9. Alternate side in effect. No issues in New Jersey on the Parkway, 78 or Route 80. Good to go on the Thruway. Crash in Greenwich, 95 north and at Exit 2, right lane out. Pretty bad one. Car fire on the LIE East when at 111. Only the HOV lane is getting by. Check in your forecast for today. Nice, sunny with a high of 71. Tonight, mostly clear, 51 in the city. Wednesday, cloudy in the morning, rainy Wednesday afternoon with a high of 63 degrees. Thursday, rain and 52. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
All right. Thank you, Susie. Let me tell you about food for the poor, if I may. It's interesting, you know, when you know, they think we're like a conservative station, you know, and because we believe in this country. And it seems to me always that folks that do believe in the country have the biggest hearts. They really do, you know. And that's why when I tell you about food for the poor and I ask you to help out a little bit, I don't mean to, you know, say you got to go over your budget because it's so tough out there. The economy is the worst it has been in years. I understand that. But if you can, we invite you to go to am970theanswer.com and you will see a red banner and you click on that and you could donate to Food for the Poor. They make it so easy. So there's a lot of folks just not being able to eat, not only across the America, certainly all around all parts of the world. It's an absolute mess. The worst we have seen it, and there but for the grace of God go all of us. So I humbly submit that for $80 you could provide life-saving food for two children. $160 provides life-saving food for four children. You want to get, I always say, do an office pool for $320. A one-time gift provides life-saving food for 10 children. But 10 children, but any gift, any amount makes an incredible difference. Any amount. All right. So you can call 855-919-4673. It's 855-919-HOPE, just like that, or click the red Give Food banner at am970theanswer.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Everyone knows the old saying, nothing lasts forever. Well, whoever said that obviously never bought a timeshare. Not only do your maintenance fees and assessment fees go on forever, they go up forever. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Over 10 years ago, I was a timeshare salesman. But once I saw the dark side of the business, I quit. I started helping folks get out of their timeshares. Since then, we've helped over 30,000 families by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-839-8484. That's 800-839-8484. 800-839-8484.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about why refi, all right? I'll tell you about Caitlin struggling to make payments while trying to get her career off the ground. Her lenders would not let up with collection calls. She called Why Refi, and she got set up on a plan that she could afford. Plus, her credit score has improved since working with Why Refi. You know, you can invest in helping refinance public school loans. It's smart and it's safe, and the private school loans, and this helps people. So let me tell you that you can earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You're in control. You can turn your income on or off. Interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are absolutely no fees. So you have peace of mind. No attack on principal either. All right. So just go to investyrefi.com. Invest the letter Y, then refy.com, or call 888-YREFI24. People all over the country are earning a high fixed rate of return with Y Refi. They don't care about what happens with the stock market or the Fed, and our friends at Y Refi are trustworthy and honest, and we invite you to try investyrefi.com. Invest the letter Y, then refy.com, or you can call 888-YREFI24. You just tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Brandon Tatum tonight at 8 on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 625 on AM 970 The Answer. Good morning. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday, April 16th. Rolling into springtime. What a beautiful day yesterday. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning. Good morning.
What a, it's it was just gorgeous.
Was outside with the dog for most of the day yesterday.
It was just fabulous. And I got on the bike and I did my little thing and I went, whoa. This is good and excited to tell you. A lot of things have been happening, if I can. I'll tell you, we have a book coming out in due time. You'll stay tuned for that. We had a great publisher and a great book. So we're going to, yes, an autobiography, which I have been meaning to do for like ever. So we're going to do that. So, and I'll tell you all about everything when we get that together. And let me just see. I'm trying to find something that I found. And then I need your help here as you listen on the air. And Al and Joe as well, of course. Of course, I'll never find it. But people are kind of upset. And they just kind of, with the political scene. So they turn, you know, they'll say, here, oh, this is it. And I'm gonna cover up some names because I want to protect the innocent. I hope you don't mind the text message imposition. Isn't that a great entrance, Al? Isn't that great, though, to say that?
That's
I hope
nice.
You don't mind the text message.
What if already, you do? You continue reading. See, that's the thing.
Yeah, I do. Once they call polite like that. Right. I had a great conversation with somebody, a powerful politico in Jersey. We met three times. We have met before at the fundraisers. Right now, I'm a concerned New Jerseyan who wants to see his home state not fall apart. Worse than it has over the last decade. We adore, he mentioned some people that are running, he feels that those folks cannot win, and he puts in capital letters, you can win. I think you know it. Would love to meet with you and so to discuss the possibility. Please think about it. Respectfully, so and so. People are really, there's no hope, you know, and people so, especially, and, I you know what? I got to tell you, so much is going on, and people say, Joe, you should go in. And I would love more. I'd love to, you know, you run for the governor. I love Jack Cittarelli. Bill Spady is a personal friend. Jack is a friend. John Brownick's a personal friend. So I think we're doing okay with the folks that are running, you know, on the Democratic side too. Steve Sweeney goes in. That's a great thing. Sweeney's a good guy. Now I know Ross Barak is going to go in. Does Josh Gottheimer go in? So we may be okay. In the Senate, you can't elect another Democrat in the Senate. That's the problem. Why? Because look at where we are now. Look at where we are now. We're at war. And this is because the Democratic Party knows how to win. And they took over the Senate. And in New Jersey, I don't know, when was the last time, you can look that up, guys. When was the last time we had a Republican?
I think it was 60s, 50s or 60s, the last time we had a Republican senator.
I'm telling you, it can happen. And of course, the Republicans aren't raising the money. It's the Democrats who are raising the money. So, and you got some good candidates, by the way. You got, the mayor of Mendham, Serrano Glassner, right? Got her name right? She's great. She's great. And then who's the other guy running?
Curtis Bashaw.
Yeah, I don't know that guy.
He's a real estate guy. He's a millionaire. He owns some property down in Cape May. He's raised a little bit of money. Both of them have not raised a lot of money. And the problem is that
both of them, huh?
Both of them, a lot of them. The one guy, he's raised about $1 million, but $600,000 of that was a loan to himself. Serrano Glasner has only raised about $187,000, $300,000. I mean, she's not raised a lot of money. So the problem is that nobody knows who these two candidates are. That's the problem. There's no awareness. Andy Kim has got like $3 million in his war chest, and this is a race that's going to be won by ads, TV ads. You need money. You've got to saturate the Philadelphia market, and you've got to saturate the New York market.
And I know you always say that, and you're not wrong, but how sad is it that who has the money wins? How sad is it?
Unfortunately, that's the game here. That's the thing.
Are you that much? See, the folks listening to us right now are smarter than that, but are you telling me that if I see an ad, first of all, I think if it's negative, I don't want to see it and I turn it off. I'm not swayed by ads. I'm not, was I before? Maybe. Right. I don't know. Who's swayed by ads? How, I guess people are busy. They don't have time to concentrate on the candidates. So they are swayed by those ads, I guess.
But they're swayed. Here's why they're swayed. It's not because of the issues. It's because they see their face 8,000 times on TV and they go, enough already. Jones? Okay, fine. When I go to vote, that's the guy I'm voting for. Because that's what they do. They saturate the TV with ads. Early morning, afternoon, at night.
Never understood that.
But that's what it is. It's you keep seeing their name on the television, and then all of a sudden you go, I remember that name. Bang. And you vote for them. That's the thing. They don't care about... Joe, believe me, between you and I, we're probably the only two people who know about the issues that are going on. The rest of the state, no, there's no clue.
Well, you don't have time. And I must say, when I was a Democrat, I didn't study like I do now because you're on the radio. You got to do it. But I got to tell you something. You're absolutely right. If you don't study it like we study it in the morning, and we do study, and we don't mean to be flippant, we just try to deal with facts pretty much, and we see it. And people think, no, you're right wing Salem, right wing. No. We don't care. We don't care. This morning show does not care. We just want what's best for New Jersey, New York, and the United States.
But if you think about it, from when it comes to elections, at the very, very local level, you know, town councilman, mayor of a town, or whatever, you don't need money. You just need to get out there and talk to people and have awareness. Once you get past that level and you want to run for the assembly or the Senate, or you want to be a congressman or a senator, or, you know, eventually even the president of the United States, you need money and you got to play the game. It's about, you know, getting out there. Yes, people see your face, but it's also about putting your face on the television, on the radio, on online advertising. Look at what President Biden did last time around. He didn't do a ton of radio ads. He saturated the internet with pop-ups and all kinds of things. They tried to spin it around. That's what it is. That's why the raising of money is so important. If you have the money to buy those ads, and again, remember, this is, you're talking about a state in New Jersey that has to play both ends of it. You've got to buy TV in Philly, and you got to buy TV in New York, and they're both very expensive. If you don't have that money, you're not going to get far. This is why.
Before we break, this is what we should do. You should not be allowed to raise money for a politician. Let me tell you I said this once before, maybe more than once. You should not be allowed to raise. There should be no lobbying. Lobbying should be illegal. Lobbying, you hear what I'm saying? Anything from the outside should be illegal. It should be all done on, you ready? Public television. Why? Because we're paying for it. And public television is so slanted to the left anyway. So you have, if you want to start, everybody should be eligible in your public, and it should start at a grassroots level.
I love it.
On public television, and it should come out of a county, one of the 21 counties in New Jersey. And before you know it, and we could maybe, and I don't know how you do it, and you have to do it safely electronically, but people, how cool it would be if you could punch in your phone, and I don't know that you could safely do that with the cyber attacks we have now, but you go on your phone, go, it would be like a sporting event. No money from the outside. No fundraising.
I love just it. Like unfortunately, it's not the way the game is played, and until
Never
they change
happened.
It, you know,
Never
that's
happened.
What got, I'll give you a perfect example, Joe. So the New Jersey Brewers were trying to get this bill passed in the legislature for years. They were trying to change the rules. And the original association, Brewers Association, hated playing the lobbying game. They didn't want to do it. They wanted no part of it. And it was only when they shifted and brought in somebody and the guilds split up. They were two separate organizations. And the other guild decided to hire a lobbyist, a lawyer, who knew the people in Trenton.
Yeah.
It's only when they did that that they moved things forward.
Yeah.
That's the way the game is. You may not like the way the game is played, but you have to play that game in order to get what you want. And by the way, the last time the Republicans won a U.S. Senate race in New Jersey, 1972, Clifford Case won a fourth term. That year, guess what?
It.
Gas
yeah.
was 55 cents a gallon. Atari released the Pong arcade video. And burglars funded by President Richard Nixon's campaign broke into the Watergate Hotel. So there you go. That's the last time a Republican senator won in New Jersey, 1972.
And here we are. Then we have a president in court, and no one knows why. No one knows why he's in court. Oh my gosh! Hey, listen, a lot to get into, and you know there's elections coming up, and we love you for listening because we know that you're involved. We just are just as pragmatic and objective, and not really crazy, you know, right wing crazy, left wing. I think we're right of center here. Some people are left of center, but this fringe always seems to take over. So where do we go from here? We'll talk about it when we come back. 6:35 in the morning on AM 970. The Answer. Al has news for you live and local on AM 970. TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
54 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Iconic Yankees broadcaster John Sterling retiring immediately. The 85-year-old will be recognized in a pregame ceremony at Yankee Stadium on Saturday. Sterling did not give a reason for the sudden departure. He's traveled less with the team due to health concerns. However, he has confirmed that it is not because of his health. Sterling has been calling games for the Yankees on the radio for 36 years. More recently, he's traveled less and hasn't been hurt as much while the Bronx Bombers are on the road. Part of a retaining wall collapsed on an elevated part of the New Jersey Turnpike in Elizabeth Monday night. The collapse not impacting traffic on the highway, but debris did fall into the city, crashing down on Elizabeth Avenue at 4th Street. No injuries, according to Mayor Chris Bolwage. The mayor telling Channel 7 the street may be closed this morning both for cleanup and to make sure nothing more will fall from the turnpike wall. In sports, the Islanders, they're back in the postseason. They topped the Devils 4-1. Rangers have home ice advantage throughout the playoffs after clinching the President's Trophy. The Blue Shirts secured the top spot in the NHL standings after shutting out the Ottawa Senators 4-0. Yankees have dropped 2 in a row. They fell to the Blue Jays up in Toronto 3-1. And the Mets, they've won back-to-back games after doubling up the Pirates at Citi Field by the final of 6-3. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Clear skies, 55 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Accident on the Belt Parkway westbound at Lefferts Boulevard is gone. Northbound BQE to Cadman Plaza, a 20-minute travel time. Alternate side in effect inbound, George. 20 for the upper, 10 at the lower. The Lincoln is 20. The Holland is 10 from the turnpike, 20 from 1 and 9. New Jersey still checks out fine. No issues on the Parkway 78, Route 80. The New York State Thruway is clear. Pretty bad accident in Greenwich, 95 northbound at exit 2. You've got the right lane out. And a car fire on the LIE eastbound at 111. It's been there since 4 this morning. Only the HOV lane is getting by. And checking your forecast for today, sunny with a high of 71. Tonight, mostly clear and 51. Wednesday, partly cloudy in the morning. A rainy afternoon Wednesday with a high of 63. Thursday, raining and 52. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Clean Origins. Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
Hey, let me tell you about Tunnel to Towers. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. So with help from people like you. The foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. So join Tunnel to Towers, please, in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month. That's all we ask, to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number two, and then T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to the Tunnel to Towers programs.
Health and savings in a bottle. Get your BOGO on Green Tea TX now. Summer is right around the corner. Now's the time to shed that belly fat, boost energy, and hydrate your body. Invite Health's Green Tea TX is a liquid tincture that you add to water or any beverage to turn it into a super drink to fuel your system. Organic, kosher, zero calories, no sugar, and decaffeinated, so no jitters. Provides powerful antioxidants and contains vitamin C to help your skin look and feel its best. Green Tea TX is great for weight loss, fat burning, mood, and immune health. Act now for this limited time buy one get one free offer on Green Tea TX Liquid. Shipping is free. Call 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345 or go to invitehealth.com. What are you waiting for? Order now to get your buy one get one free offer on Green Tea TX. 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about the boys this summer being back and at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. That means it's time for a Grand Slam event, all right? Like the baseball analogies there. Well, our friend Alex Kinsella over at Route 22 Toyota is a big baseball fan, and he's celebrating the season with the best offers of the year, like zero down leases on all your favorite Toyota models, low 1.99% APR financing up to 72 months. I said low 1.99% APR financing up to 72 months. Plus, at Route 22 Toyota, they're offering unbelievable lease deals starting at just $79 per month on some of your favorite Toyota models. You call them today, 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905. Have Alex's team show you how easy it is to get into a new Toyota during their Grand Slam event. And remember, everybody drives thanks to their goal for 100% credit approval. It's all going on right now during their Grand Slam event, where you can save big on your next Toyota from Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. You just remember, please, to tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
So much going on, though, 6:42 in the morning. You know, also, I meant to talk about it, but I don't want to post it. It's so graphic. There was a priest and he was attacked, and I guess he was attacked by, a religious extremist. It just attacked the priest in the middle of mass, and I'm going to just find out where it was. And they stabbing the priest, the Catholic priest. And I'm telling you, the persecution of Christians around the world. And that's why, again, it's like when you defund the police and you go after the police, they're going to attack police officers. So we had two police officers killed, you know, in upstate New York. And then when you say, when you start talking like there's no God and you start going anti-religion and you start talking against Israel, or you start talking about, you know, you don't agree with Catholicism and Christians, you inflame the fringe. You inflame the fringe. And that is the problem. And it is so graphic, because this guy just went and attacked. Although here, look at this. This is on Instagram too. I love that Mark Wahlberg's got that. He goes out in front of a church and he makes the sign of the cross, and I love that. 334,000 hits on that, including our friend Gianno Caldwell. You got to love that. But I just wanted to address that, because my goodness gracious, it is just insane that we have priests being attacked, Christians being killed in Africa, and then we never hear about it. We just plain never hear about it. So it's just something that you and I got to talk about. And all we're trying to do is just live our life. And it just feels like the whole world is imploding here. And all we're concerned about is the president in court. And it's embarrassing. So then I said to Hogan Gidley yesterday, remember I said, should the president not show up? But I think he has to show up. But number two, I think that Donald Trump, to Hogan's point, knows exactly what he's doing, in the sense that he's got complete coverage, and it's 24/7, and it's with him himself, and he can answer to it. So he's getting free campaigns. But I want to tell, we're talking about election, how, what it takes to get elected in this country. They've got to stop it. You got to make lobbying illegal. You got to, you, and also if you are in the press, I don't know why there's not penalties for this. If you lie on the air, if you lie on the air and you say the wrong thing on the air, why is the press not liable for that? And they're not. They're not. You're not so, like, I can't say certain things on the radio, and because there's a Federal Communications Commission. Is that ever enforced? Because if it was, all of the people that lied about when Trump got impeached all those times, with the, from the phone call to the Steele dossier, whatever it was, and to withholding the laptop from hell, Hunter Biden's laptop, all those things, you think they would be, there should be fines. They should be taken off the air. There should be the consequences. There's no consequences for anybody anymore. Not from the lowly scum cockroaches that are attacking priests or attacking police officers. There's no consequence. Why it keeps happening? And people wonder why we vote or why we say Donald Trump probably is going to be the best option that we have in the next election. Oh, you're a Trump guy. No, look at the nightmare that is unfolding in our country. All right, there's my little rant, guys. Joe Sebelia, you alive with us? We got
yes.
You there, buddy. All right, just want to make
busy
sure
at work right. Today for you.
No, yeah, thank you. Check out the ages on those.
Copies. Yeah, I was looking for it. I haven't found anything yet, but I'll keep digging for that.
What are you laughing about?
It's on every news item.
Which is funny you say, because it was on none of the news articles I've read about it. So,
well, they're young, two police officers killed, unbelievable. And I tell you what, no one was talking about it until we started talking about it. You know, I'm telling you right now. Let me, if I may, let me go to Ernest in Rockland County. Hi, Ernest. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Yeah, good morning, sir. Donald Trump saved our court system, and the news has not promoted it at all. 4 years ago, Donald Trump signed the executive order, and it is the Due Process Protection Act, DPPA, October 2020, Southern District of New York. And what that is Congress directs judges to remedy and prevent Brady violations. That's what this is. A prosecutor got him into court with no material evidence of damage. Yeah, yeah. So there's no damage, no material damage, and there's no evidence of damage. This is a Brady violation, and that judge should be arrested and the prosecutor. Yeah. Why? Yeah. The executive order has been signed, and that saves our courts. Why? Because 500 lawyers have left. It was in the Post. They've left the system because they've been bringing cases with no material damage. Joe, this is an outrage. People.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, right. You're right. And thank you for Ernest, the great phone call and right on the money. It's so plain to see. And it's so plain to see. And you're absolutely right. And I believe this guy, Mershon, how was he the judge's daughter raising money for Adam Schiff? Millions of dollars. And they're in the family and they make it a point to go after. This is Venezuela. I'm telling you, this is how proud Joseph Goebbels would be in the Third Reich to see what's happening on the Democratic side of, in the United States of America. Yes, I just said that. It is just like North Korea. It's like China. It's Russia. And it's like Venezuela. It's like a banana republic, but this is what the Third Reich ran on. And the Third Reich went after the Jews, and that's exactly what's happening in this Democratic Party. Nobody in charge.
But Joe, if I'm not mistaken, if he's referring to the current trial that's going on right now with Alvin Bragg, that's not a federal trial. That's a New York State trial. The executive order he's referring to only deals with the federal court system, not the state court system. So if it's a federal trial that he's talking about with Donald Trump, that's different. In this particular instance, this is a state trial.
Yeah, to your point, and this is where they always said, this is where Donald Trump runs into trouble.
Andy McCarthy would know more about this than I do. Yeah, I'm not a lawyer, but, you know.
You're not a lawyer?
But listen,
Ernest makes a good point, and we'll talk about it with Andy McCarthy. But right now, it's right. You go into these civil trials. You go into local. You go into, like, with a small-time person like an Alvin Bragg, you know, and small-town as opposed to a federal official. And then they could do pretty much what they want. The problem is how tainted and how corrupt New York City is. And then, oh, and this too, I wanted to mention this before we break. When I forget who said it yesterday, I saw on TV, Donald Trump was in the grimy, they used the word grimy and dirty courtroom of this judge, Mershon. And apparently, the in this courtroom where Donald Trump is, it's just not kept up. It's dirty. It's just, it is just like as, because they, I guess they run criminals in and out of there. They can't fix that up. Who are these people? Who are these people that are doing this in New York? It boggles my mind that they're doing this, and they let it happen. And this is I'll leave you with this. The next election, when there's a district attorney election or even a mayoral election, we, you and I on the radio have to figure out how to have everybody in New York who's registered show up and vote, because they don't. They think they're going to lose. I think you can turn it around, but you got to get people to go. You got to get people to show up and vote. This is like, This is like a banana republic, third world. This is, again, it's like some kind of Stalin-esque move here. Just because they don't want Donald Trump to run for president. It's what it is. Just a very unsettling. So, Ernest, I appreciate your call. Give us a call if you want, 877-970-2999. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Clear skies and 55 still. What's going on? We have the answer. Some transit issues this morning. Northeast Corridor rail service has resumed, but with very limited service in both directions between Trenton and Rahway. That's due to Amtrak overhead wire issues near Metuchen. And Newark AirTrain with equipment problems. Service is operating on a modified schedule. Shuttle bus service is being provided. Now to the roads. Alternate side is in effect. Inbound George, 30 for the upper, 20 at the lower. The Lincoln is 20. The Holland is now 20 from the Turnpike, 30 minutes from 1 and 9. LIE westbound is solid from the Van Wyck to Woodhaven Boulevard. Northbound, Gowanus to Cadman Plaza, 30 minutes. Still in good shape this morning in New Jersey. No issues on the Parkway, 78, Route 80. Pretty bad accident in Greenwich, 95 North, but at exit 2, truck down an embankment, the right lane is out. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
This is the Prager Minute with national conservative icon Dennis Prager.
One of the many, many gigantic lies, not little lies, that permeate our rhetoric is that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. It's an inversion of the truth. It's literally the opposite. It is Hamas and Iran and Hezbollah and many others in the Muslim world and in the left-wing world outside of Islam that want to commit genocide. If there was no ability to take down the missiles and drones that were sent over Israel indiscriminately, the whole point was to kill as many Jews as possible, and if Arabs died in the midst, it wouldn't matter to them. They don't care. Everybody is fodder. It's like Hitler didn't care how many Germans died. What he cared about was genocide against the Jews. The desire is to kill as many Israelis as possible.
For more Dennis Prager, sign up at PragerTopia.com.
I discovered NerveRenew while searching for something to relieve the pins and needles pain in my feet, because I have neuromas there. I've lived with that for 25 years. I couldn't be happier with the results. The discomfort has been so reduced, I got rid of my shoe inserts. Right now, they're offering a special bonus gift to new customers. You can find it at nerverenew.com/Prager. Again, nerverenew.com/Prager. This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for PragerTopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at PragerTopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to PragerTopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A mild start's going to give way to plenty of sunshine, blue skies, and it's going to be nice. Not quite as warm as yesterday, but 72? Boy, that's a good day in my book. Then heading into tonight, we're partly cloudy, dipping down to 53, mid-40s in the outlying suburbs. Cooler for tomorrow with clouds and even a couple showers in the afternoon. The high will be within a few degrees of 60. Now as we go into Thursday, we're chillier with occasional rain and drizzle. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Jeff. Joe Piscopo on the radio. So it was so nice yesterday. So this is our intimate hour here. You and I could talk. So I thought, well, I'll jump in the pool. We opened the pool early. I got to tell you something. I just got some people who really worked that actually opened it up and cleaned it up. And great. And so I go over, like, I go put my feet in the pool and I go, oh, I can't go in there. Too cold for Mr. Joseph. It was just freezing. I'm such a wuss. The old days, man, I would have dived right in. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what happens to your ear. Every time I go to an ear, nose, and throat guy, they look at my ear and they go, you like to swim in cold water. Somebody explain that to me. What do you see? What does an ear, nose, and throat guy see in your ear when you go in? Because we used to surf. It was 45 degrees. We have surfed Thanksgiving. We used to surf. Oh, yeah, down the shore. You kidding me? And we didn't have booties or we didn't have the headgear. We just went in, man. And whatever it did to my ears, I guess. So now I said, I better bike because I better do something outside. It's so beautiful. And I took the bike out. And you know what? I'm taking Relief Factor. And I got to tell you something, too. It ain't no Joe Lumberg bike trip, if you know what I'm saying. Or a former weather guy, you know. He goes 200 miles. But, you know, if I do a few miles and then the hills in Hunterdon, you know, they're daunting. So I'm going up the hill and I got the workout in and I have to credit Relief Factor for that because there was no pain. And don't forget, on the bike, you're not just working your legs, you know, your glutes. You know, you're working because you have to hold on. And I have a mountain bike, you know, where the handlebars are like straight like that with the thick tires. So you're pumping it, man. And I'm able to do it with Relief Factor. So I want you to try Relief Factor to see if we can get you out of pain. And you should, if you're not biking and you're not being extreme, and I push myself too hard and I should not. I understand that. So I'm not saying you should do that either, you know, but you may want to walk around the block. You may don't want to walk up and down the stairs, and you could do it with Relief Factor. It's 100% drug-free, and how do we find out? If you get the 3-week quick start for only $19.95, you get a feel better or your money back guarantee, and you give it a try, okay? ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. I'm so grateful to my dear friends at Relief Factor because I could do when I want. I want to just live my life, and I'm able to do it with Relief Factor. 800-4-RELIEF or again, relieffactor.com.
It's awfully cold.
Oh, too chilly.
I'm such a wuss.
Chilly for the pool.
See, as warm as it is outside, it's always freezing in here. In the
I know. But then, so we used to go down to shore, man, me and my buddies. And we would go, and it would be the longest we went into the season, because you would do September, everybody would leave from down the shore, and it was great because no one was surfing. You had the ocean to yourself. It's September. Then it started to get really cold in October. I remember one time we had full wetsuits, not booties and not the gloves and not the mask over your head, had none of that. We went in, had to be 45 degrees. Thanksgiving weekend, we went surfing. That was when I was like a kid, man. We used to do it. Oh, not again. No. Now I'm just going in. I want it to be like 75, 80 degrees, all right? That was back in the day. That was then. This is now. Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican representing Louisiana's 1st District, House Majority Leader, all-around American hero. This is a great gentleman. And we're proud to bring the good congressman to the airwaves. We're going to talk about what's going down in Washington. Andy McCarthy, thank goodness, is with us. He's going to try to explain this Trump trial. Angelo Bivolo, celebrating Verrazano's arrival to New York. Kate T. McFarland, Nicole Parker, Kurt Schlichter, Ray Kelly, Robert Greenway, and Tom Del Beccaro. Coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
54 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The MTA is unveiling its first electric paratransit vehicle. An electric van has been rolled out. A total of 15 expected within a year under a $3 million pilot program. The MTA says the move shows how their customers who use wheelchairs are constantly seeing improvements to AccessoRide, adding that it's part of their goal to reduce emissions by at least 85% by 2040. Last month, AccessoRide saw a record of well over 36,000 booked trips in one day alone. Starting this week, stargazers in the Northern Hemisphere can try to catch a glimpse of one of the oldest known meteor showers. The Lyrids meteor shower, which has been viewed by humans annually for nearly 2,700 years, started yesterday, lasts until April 29th. In ideal conditions, viewers can spot around 10 to 15 meteors per hour during the shower's peak, which is on April 22nd, according to EarthSky. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand trying to help police officers with child care. The Democrat introducing a bill that would secure $24 million for child care services for officers at a time where New York police departments are understaffed. She says officers often work non-traditional hours and overtime, making it more challenging to manage child care. Her bill would provide federal grants to build new child care facilities to support law enforcement families. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.